pursuit of conversation is supported by the generous donations of Rollo, Susie, Henrik, and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Episode number 57, impromptu reality report midweek, Wednesday, the 18th of March. The beware the Ides of March. Have you ever heard that saying before? Well, let me just tell you now, they've timed it perfectly, just like COVID. 6 years ago this week, was it? On the 11th, I think it started. And when did we get this thing that's going on now? Right on the start of March. Guaranteed, right on the very beginning of it. So, oh dear. I hate to be a negative person, but I can see a bad moon arose, that full moon, the blood moon. Was it a double blood moon or an eclipse? There was eclipses and bloods. It was everything. And it was the sign of the six planets arising in alignment on that exact date. So, this is not going to go away in a hurry. Now, you may be one of these people that think, and everything will be all right, everything will be all right. I don't know about that. And I think it's kind of foretold. And I think on the last Bongversations I did with Dave J, he brought that up. He says things are going to get bad. There's nothing you can do about it. And what I'm seeing, I'll just tell you what I'm seeing. It's now $3 a litre, $2.99.9 at a service station near the gym, $2.99.9, which is $3. I mentioned it last night. There's no such thing as 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents, 4 cents. They don't exist. So anything that says $2.96 is it's $3. They round it up to the nearest big number. They never round it down, and if they do, they don't use those numbers. You don't see 356. They always have 357 usually. So they round it up. I think it's by 3 cents. I'm not sure. Could be 4 cents. And what I'm just getting this, you know, I've been around as a conspiracy theorist for a long time, waiting for this type of event to happen. And I was in a good position, I think, during COVID. I was extremely concerned, but financially, there was no issues because they were literally throwing money at you to most of the time, unless you didn't have a business that was paying GST for up till then. You were looked after. If you were, you were like me, you had no problem whatsoever. This time, no such thing. I don't think they're going to do it. And I'll tell you what the agenda is here. This is the target, and I'm talking about Australia here. This is Australia and probably New Zealand are coming after the independent businesses, the fruit shops, the butchers, the candlestick makers, blah, 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 service stations, gas stations, whatever you call it in America. And I've seen there's one last independent service station with what I call a tall, great Aussie bloke. When I say an Aussie bloke, one that looks like the bloke that used to see roaming around service stations, mechanic. He can come out and, you know, if you go in there and you've got radiators, there's something wrong, he'd come out from his, if he wanted to, he doesn't often need to do it. He's got mechanics working for him now. And just have a look and tell you that, you know, there's, this is wrong and you need to, you know, your alternators, blah, 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 blah. Once the Indians took over, you couldn't even go. And when I first noticed this was 1999, I think, thereabouts. I was going off to a big, there's a beautiful in Lane Cove National Park in the Witties, Sydney. And there was a I couldn't find the turnoff to go down there. It was quite easy if you had, you know, we didn't have, back in the day, you had to have a map to do this if you didn't know where you were. There was no such thing as, you didn't have smartphones. And you didn't have that thing that guides you everywhere, the map thing. That did not exist. Can you imagine life without that? You people under 40 probably can't. Or definitely under 30 something or other. I doubt if you can. But we can, the older people. Anyway, I went into this local service station. There's an Indian guy sitting in it. And I said, and this literally, this, I later, you know, walked out and discovered that this giant miles and miles and miles of national park was right behind his service station that he was working in. And I looked, I asked him, do you know where Lane Cove National Park turnoff is? And he said, well, I don't, no. And I went, right, I realized this guy wouldn't have been able to tell me that my Volkswagen motor was in the wrong end side of the, if I went in there with a Volkswagen bug and lifted up the front of it, he would have panicked to see there was no motor in it type of guy. He was just a student getting paid probably $8 an hour doing his high level education that he was doing over here for free in Australia. Just sitting there. He didn't know. This was what they used to call a service station. Now I would call them an imbecile station. If you want to go and talk to an average, not an imbecile, but someone who's got no idea where he's even working and what lies around in the land and what a spark plug is, possibly. And I started realizing this takeover of the Indians, and they were doing it. This was organized by extraordinarily rich, well, I don't have to say, he was probably a multi-billionaire that was brokering Indian families to come over and buy service stations. And they took them all over. And the one independent one near me, he is an independent. Therefore, he is the last person to receive fuel supplies. So this week he was out of gas and diesel and petrol for 4 days. Now, how often is it? Now, and he has to pay up front $100,000 for every delivery. They want it up front now, not before you could pay it afterwards. So they've changed everything just for this giant operation. There's nothing fake going on whatsoever with this operation, which is why I'm on the Be Told on truthmeets.com and not on the Fakeologist networks on weekends anymore. That's finished. What I'm going to do over there is just one-off shows when I come over there and talk to Ab, perhaps, you know, and or Frank or something or other. A completely separate show. I don't want it tagged on to some of the dummies they've got onto their 15-hour shows, the climate weapon deniers. Imbeciles, every one of them. Every fucking one of them. I don't want my voice even tagged on a show that they're on ever again, and it won't be happening. I can tell you right now, unless Ab did it, but I'm going to ask him. I'll come and do it 1 hour, whenever you want, 2 hours, chat. But I'm not, no way I want it tagged onto that fucking clusterfuck of a discourse, even though there's some great people on there. You got the great Fast Value. He can come over and talk to me if you want. Yeah, we can, me and him, do a show. I'd like to do that, actually. Some really good people. But there's a couple that are just fucking, I'm not having anything to do with them. Anything to do with them. Because I've seen how they've done what they're doing in Australia and New Zealand right now. We're going to have mega food shortages, guaranteed. No fair porn here. Because the farmers literally are begging. There's no government help for them. They're up to probably $4 to $5 a litre inland. They cannot bring their produce into town without fuel. The trucks will not go there with they're going to have to pay that amount of money. The food's going to go through the roof. It's going to become scarce. We've had engineered weather manipulation that's destroyed the inland farms, the far north Queensland. Taree near me, Kempsey, Southwest, all those areas around Queensland. Oh my God. And again, so easily done. They donate, they also have the mismanagement of land, of water, the dams that's been mismanaged so badly that they can, this is what they did on one of these clusterfucks. They released the water from a dam because it was overflowing at the exact same time as the, king tide, when the, moon's so close to the, earth that it causes the tides to swell. And they would have, gone over the top with their, very, very easily done. Keep saying this. Their, silver oxide, spray. And absolutely caused mega flooding. Queensland clusterfuck. I forget what it was called, but they ended up suing. One of these damn landowners. This is the other thing. They allowed people to buy up huge tracts of land, and actually, you had to pay for your own water rights for the rain that was falling. You were having to pay money for. Can you believe that? The water from the sky, if you collected it, you had to pay a tax on it. Alan Watt, ding, ding, ding. He used to say this all the time. He said what was coming, and it's come. It's here. And so I do not think they're going to back down on this one. Already I've just been speaking to real people that really know these things that are really happening. Store owners, butchers, fruit shop owners. Left, right, and centre, all saying the same thing. Everyone I have had a conversation with, and I do a lot of talking, as you would know, randomly. I've been on public transport lately, last week. I'll be on it again tomorrow. You sit, you talk to people, you get out, you walk around. I can have a conversation. I just did. There's an old guy, English guy, walking past with his two little puppies. In between me and the bottle shop, we had a 10-minute conversation. He was, he's just shaking his head at how bad things are in England and here. He's in his 80s. He's lived a life. He can see the writing on the wall, and the bad moon rose on the, 28th of February, 1st of March? That was the bad moon that rose. And am I going to play Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater? I don't think so. I don't think so, but I could. That's a great song. That's a good song. Great show. We did a great show last night, Rick and Rollo, impromptu, completely impromptu. I just rang him to check up on him. And I said, we might as well do something. And he was on the vodka again. We did a two-hour show. Fantastic. Even though the first hour of it wasn't recorded because there was no bot in the room. Thanks to a outage up in Lithgow, he says, as the door slams. So, things are grim. There's just a bad feeling out there, and everyone I talk to, everybody is feeling stressed and there's a bad vibe going on. Now, this woman on Facebook that I keep seeing, I forget her name, she's got a three-barreled name, and it's not Marjorie Taylor Greene, no. It's another woman who just keeps saying, she seems to be on the money with weird things going on, and yeah, she could be one of those mad women, but I don't think so. I don't think so. And she was sharing this kind of imagery she's got from a satellite, weather balloon, of some kind of weird flashing that's going on over the top of Australia and New Zealand via Japan. Really strange. And everyone's feeling under the weather, and they are spraying us like bugs. Absolutely. We got total white sky tonight. Above the clouds, it's all white. It's because they have just completely gone, you're listening to Blue Fog. Beetle.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
Truthmeets.com would like to thank our major supporters this month, Rollo, Susie, and Henrik. Thank you all.
Hey, thank you very much to Rollo, Susie, and Henrik from Sweden. Vad heter du, Henrik? Jag heter Rick. I can remember that much. When I was chatting up Swedish women in the 80s and 90s. Back on the BTOL 57 impromptu Wednesday night show, because I normally would be driving to see the winner is, but I'm getting the train or bus or whatever it is tomorrow and the train back again. Yes. Yeah, interesting. I noticed this the other day on Friday, which was, I think, the 20th March, was it? No, it wasn't the 20th March. It was Friday's day. What am I on about? It is this Friday. No, it's the 13th, Friday the 13th. So did you know that they discovered Pluto on that date? And exactly, was it like 60 years earlier, was exact same day. Is that weird that they discovered? Oh, no, it was Pluto and Uranus. What a funny word that is. They were discovered on exactly the same date, but, you know, 60 years apart, or something or other. Now, you also notice there's talking about 6 years apart. There's no doubt that they've did the COVID operation to see what they could do, and then 6 years later, who likes that number? The 6 years. 6 years later, they've done another one. And I think it's a big one. Yes, I think it's a big one. And I'm already seeing it happen. It's already happening. There's, you know, small businesses are being sent, and I'm talking about independent businesses, service stations. And as the butcher said to me, he said, within 10 years, he said 10, I'd say, I didn't want to alarm him, but it's going to be less than that. There won't be independent butchers anywhere. No, they're going to be all Woolworths and Coles, that's what we get, or, you know, your big, you know, Aldi, the big international ones, all using international meat coming from another country, if you're getting meat at all, and I don't think you will. No. You'll be eating, what would it be, kind of a, in between Soylent Green and soy. You know, have you seen that thing? And as soon as I saw it ages ago, I thought, there's something nefarious about that. The water funerals, hydro funerals. Instead of cremation, it's aqua cremation. They blast you with water till you just turn into nothing, and the slurry goes. Do you get a bottle of it to tip on a plant or something or other? It's something bizarre like that. People will love this. The greenies, the psychotic green types. I think it's fantastic. You know, where's mother? Oh, she's that tree now over there. They're not even burning people anymore. And they're also the wastewater is being pumped into the waste treatment places in most of the big cities, which just means that all of the toxins and gunk and heavy metals and, you know, granny or whoever is being, oh, I mean, you don't even want to think about it. But let me just tell you now, bottled water's looking better and better. Artesian, I'm talking about, out of the ground, deep under the ground, not anything. Oh, dear. It's all looking fairly disgusting. They are doing this. I mean, you can get your dog done, cat done, whatever. It's called, look it up. It's a hydro technique with a blasting you into basically some form of gel and your bones and everything from high pressure water. Then are they using acid as well? It sounds bizarre, but look it up. It's happening. I think a big Al Watt talked about it probably 20 years ago, which is why I keep saying the average Cutting Through the Matrix show, doesn't matter what episode you listen to, and I'm talking about without Melissa's introduction, although they're pretty good. With this, you're getting something relevant and she'll join something in. But I'm talking about the old ones where he just came on smoking. I could hear him smoking a rollie. You might hear that here occasionally. And late at night, I'm talking about 2005 episodes up to about 2008 or 9. They're the best, no doubt whatsoever. Just free talking. Absolutely fantastic. What I'm doing, kind of, he says, making sure he's in the right room. And where is he? Yes, there he is, and he's going green. Fabulous. Hopefully you're not hearing any. I'm just doing it now. Twisting the microphone. I need another phone. Yes. Oh, my God. I mean, people, if you're not self-sufficient and buying, just keep, you know, have some kind of a few weeks' worth of food, I would say, in your house just in case in certain areas, especially if you're in the city, for sure. Now, blessed are the cheesemakers. Very funny, misheard bit of the Monty Python's Life of Brian, which is actually quite true, because I just discovered the other day, so easily, I've been on about cottage cheese. I talked about it before, the cottage cheese, flaxseed oil and a little bit of honey daily that charges up your mitochondria, which is the powerhouse of the cell, guaranteed. And I have done, I'm qualified to talk about the mitochondria. I did almost 6 months full time doing anatomy and biology and exercise physiology back in the 80s. And I found it extremely dull. Like, I was thinking, what do we need to know about the cell for? People want to know how to lose weight, but it makes a lot of sense of what we were taught. Now, how do you – cottage cheese is almost off the shelf everywhere, and I Googled it, and the reason they say is TikTokers have spread out the info that cottage cheese is extremely high in protein, possibly anti-cancer if you add those oh, we've got Indian miners have arrived, little Indians. These are the birds that I had no problem terminating with extreme prejudice when I was young with a high-power air rifle. And now they come up and fuck it up for everyone else, the other birds, that is. Kind of like the service stations at the moment. But anyway, the horrible little things, I don't like them. I like the native minor bird. Don't like the Indian ones. Is that racist? Birdist? Speciesist? Yes, it is. Guaranteed. Will that be hate speech in the future? Probably. Probably. Anyway, cottage cheese, blessed are the cheesemakers. Now, guess how easy it is to make cottage cheese. You need for a week's supply, say. Good quality, get 2 litres of good milk. Not that, you know, non-homogenized stuff I would use. Half a cup of lemon juice or a good quality vinegar. Teaspoon of salt from Frank, the salt guy. What's it called? South Coast Salt. You can order it online. Frank the Salt Guy. Be told, an ounce of salt per day. And I've had it before. Fantastic salt. High in magnesium. High in magnesium. That's what he told me. And why would I doubt him? Anyway, there you go. So you put the milk on at 160 Fahrenheit degrees, whatever. Stir it a bit. Add the vinegar and the salt. And then as a particular way of stirring it, and then it forms curds, just like little Miss Muffet, who sat on her tuffet, whatever that was, eating her what? Curds and whey. So when the milk just splits in between whey, which is the pure protein, which is why you can save money on your energy, your protein drinks, immediately by getting high protein whey for free almost, well, after you bought your 2 litres of milk and you added a cup of lemon juice, half a cup, whatever it is. Anyway, then you, as the clots form, the curds form, you separate, you tip them through a colander, and you keep the whey as a whey drink, whey protein, which is very good for you if you're doing weight training, etc. That was a minor bird listening to me complaining. If you heard that. So it can take 10 minutes. And I have been spending thousands of dollars over the last few years buying cottage cheese. Thousands of dollars at least. Or, you know, $7.50 for a punnet of it. A good one, a high-protein one. You can make it yourself. Why do we go to these giant shops, these supermarkets? Because we have been dumbed down like you would not believe since the last 50 or 60 years. Now, mainly the last 30 years, I'll hazard a guess, because most people would never dream of just going out and buying it when you just need three ingredients and a stove and a pot to put in. You let it settle for a while, I don't know how long, and you can eat it probably the next day when it does its thing. You can store it in your fridge for up to a week, 7 days. You've got 7 days worth of cottage cheese. Now, why would – the other thing that's hard to get at the moment too is linseed or flaxseed oil. That's off the shelves. Is this a coincidence or a conspiracy after people like me have been going on about the pro-life charge to your body's electrical system and energy system, the mitochondria, via this old technique that little Miss Muffet told you about 150 to 200 or 300 years ago. Guaranteed. So there you go. Blessed are the cheesemakers. So Monty Python were quite right with that little, it was kind of a joke because it was obviously Jesus speaking from a distance and they'd said, blessed are the peacemakers. And it was Terry Jones, couldn't hear him. And then he said, what did he say? Blessed are the, what? And he said, it was obviously a reference to men, all men. It's not it's another guy that turns around and says, it obviously isn't meant to be just cheesemakers. It's obviously meant to be all manufacturers of dairy products. Very funny. Watch that again. That's a really funny movie. And then wait till you get five. Nan-bladed sword. Not two or five, but nan. Bit. And you'll see that upside down 9/11 perfectly in the shadows. Blatantly obvious. Don't think I'm mad. I'm telling you, this 9/11 is everywhere. 11/6. 9/11. There's a power there. And what's his name? In the Epstein files, one of his emails was saying, making mockery of Madonna, claiming to be a Kabbalah expert, going, she doesn't know Kabbalah, but we know what Kabbalah can do. There's obviously a power in these numbers and letters and everything. Bongus Oceans, 1, 2, 50, something or other, be told. Even the names of the demons, fascinating. Yeah, what else? So, that was interesting, though, the coincidence between the two discoveries. And Pluto, as Mickey Mouse used to say. Even this is such a scam. It looks like Pluto, the dog, on the actual supposed giant, when you have a giant telescope and have an image of Pluto, you can actually see Pluto, the dog, in that picture. Was that just made up? I possibly think it could have been. And then they removed it as a planet about 20 years ago. He says. But Uranus is still there, that's for sure. And I noticed the other day, because I'm an expert at spotting ancient symbols in corporate logos. I am now, I'm going to have to say this, I'll blow my own trumpet here, an expert. And I noticed there's a business here called Celebrations. It's, a pun on cellar. It's a bottle shop, obviously. And I know I spot these things because I'm always on the lookout for these places to buy a six pack or whatever. I noticed that celebrations, there's an O in the word. And they've conveniently put two little round circles. So it looks like to the average punter, it looks like bubbles, and that gives it away as though you're selling champagnes and bubbles. But no, those two little bubbles are exactly the same as the two moons of either Saturn or Mars, one of the two. There's exactly, exactly. So these ancient symbols are controlling you. You don't even know they're there, but they're in your face. Stars, planets, tridents, phoenixes, Saturns, etc. If you listen to the 1 to 57, you would have heard me talking about this, repeating myself again. But that was the latest one I spotted today, Celebrations, with the exact little bubbles and right where they meant to be for the moons of that planet, guaranteed. What else can we talk about here? Because this is total. I just had to come and talk about the fuel prices. And I'm telling you, this is a absolute operation as big, if not bigger, than COVID on its way. Yes, That's how big it is, as far as I'm concerned. Are they just going to trial that on Australia and New Zealand? I don't think so. I think they're going to do it on the West. And they're going to find out how bad we fight back for America, because it's going to happen to you 100%, bar none. That you're the target that they really want to get rid of, just like in COVID. That's the country that needs to be taken out of its big thing. And you've got the greatest leader in the world to take you into obscure, to absolute fucking hell. And that's Donald J. Trump. Why do I do that? I just do it anyway, but also when I'm having a drink. You'll know when I'm having a drink. You'll be letting you know. So don't listen to the show if you get offended by clinking noises. And he says, this does it right now, actually. Get some ice out of the fridge. Still fairly humid and muggy in, we call it muggy in Australia, but quite pleasant, quite pleasant. Yeah, I wish I could get, we can't even get an air rifle in this country without some kind of license. I doubt you'd be allowed an air rifle anyway, but I would be picking off right now about six Indian miners. And no problem whatsoever. I have no, you know, I love animals and things like that, but I don't like Indian miners. They are an invasive species and they just destroy native birds. And we have the most beautiful native birds around here. But once these things arrive, they can take over their nests. They're like cuckoos, but worse. I think a cuckoo just does it, you know, to one particular species or whatever. That's what we call that thing. You'll notice that phrase the Americans love saying, cucked. It's just another phrase. Like boomer. As soon as I hear someone use the word boomer, I know this guy's a fuckwit, guaranteed. They're keeping us all divided by these different terms. And I just look at musicians, right? If someone said who is the best musician, they're not going to be anyone that's in the last 20 or 30 years. They're going to be guys that were born in the 40s, which were technically the boomers. Jimi Hendrix, you know, Jimmy Page, Ritchie Blackmore, you know, for the guitarists. And there is no one. There's like some boring fucking dull. Oh, I cannot stand them. Yes, they're really good guitarists, but they've got no charisma. I forget then. There's various ones out there at the moment. That, you know, even Joe Satriani to me does not have charisma, but he's obviously a very good guitarist. But and he probably is a boomer. I would is the guess. But I'm talking about there's a group of them that you're always seeing, and there's one guy with sunglasses that comes out and he throws his sunglasses in the audience. And he has got the most zero amount of charisma I've ever seen in a rock star. Whereas Sid Vicious couldn't play a note and he stood on a stage and looked fantastic. He had charisma. He was photogenic. Yeah, there's something about the guy, just for the few things he did. He had more charisma than this guy that can play anything you like on a guitar. Anyway, we'll move on from that conversation. Yeah, but you know, back on the boomers, sorry. I would be the very end, or the, I've always said Generation X, and I know for a fact the difference between a boomer and Generation X is massive. They were more the sportish generation, Generation X's that came out, than boomers. They had less worries. They never had to go to, no conscription at all. It's a generation that got away with a lot. Even, you know, there was conscription up to the Vietnam War over here. But there was no Generation X's that were available for that. They were all too little. We were about 12 years of age when that finished. So the Generation X has been the most spoilt generation. I quite agree. You're listening to Behold 4050.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Fabulous, Joel. What a voice. Behold 57 on the 18th of March 2026. I'm really concerned. I can just see, he says, I'm getting, can you hear that? Does he care? No, he doesn't. It's German beer, Weihenstephaner, Crystal Weissbier from Bavaria, the world's oldest brewery. Fantastic. Right, will I be able to afford to do that in the future? I'll probably have to give up drinking. Would I? No, I'll just go and start brewing my own, just like the cottage cheese. Blessed are the cheesemakers, and it'll be blessed are the beer brewers. I've actually got friends that for $7.50 or $10, maybe $10, they make about two cases of beer with these Cooper's kits that you get from the – will you be able to get them? They'll probably stop us buying them. Yes, everything seems to be happening right now. Like, you noticed even porn and things like that on the internet and things like that will be almost removed unless you put a photo license to start watching it. There'll be an awful lot of men out there that won't be worried about that. I'll just say that quietly. They don't like it, but well, there'll probably be a ways of having a, what do you call it, that thing that hides your where you're from. Because, but it's all happened at the same time. They've also started cracking down on the vape and illegal tobacco industry, which they've encouraged, if anything, people to start vaping and smoking. In Australia, that vapes were, in Australia, $20 when they came out, maybe 15. Just, and people took them up like you would not believe. I remember looking about 5 years ago, around the COVID era, it's just standing, you know, people watching, which I've always loved to do. It's just a fantastic thing just to see all the people walking around and what they're doing. And I noticed this thing, these men usually, and girls and guys, but I just noticed a lot more guys, where they walk along, you can see them, they've got a fist, they've got their vape in their fist, and they're just, bring it up, and then I noticed my niece doing it, and it just went up from there. And then one of my children does it. All three of them every now and then, I think, do it, but one regularly. Oh, that's good beer. anyway, so at the exact time they've just started cracking down, so they've doubled in price or more. They went from $20 to $55 now. Up here, and the winter in Sydney, I can go into where I am in Ashfield, where there are superstores, these illegal tobacco superstores with big pictures of, I've talked about this before, I'm sure, but you've got Mike Tyson's, all his smoking accoutrements, you know, that he sells, etc. everywhere. They've got big, every type of, blunt, paper you want, pipes, etc., etc. And you can get vapes and illegal tobacco in these places. No problem whatsoever. Up where I am, the cops are going around, and one by one, just every now and then they close one down. And the next one opens up and they sell it. Now they've gone up to $55. I think my son paid the other day. In an Indian service station. It did not advertise that they were selling it, but I just asked them. I knew. I'm not stupid. And I said, do you sell vapes? He goes, no, I'll go get rid of it. I'll go and get you one. And he did. So the addiction, there's more people have taken up this toxic addiction than you've ever seen in your life. They banned the one that Joel used to use, that was the one that causes huge volumes of smoke and steam to come out. They're like a way more complicated device than these little handheld ones. But you can't get them anymore. But in New Zealand, there are every second shop possibly in Wellington or every fourth shop was a vape shop. They are $10 each in New Zealand. They have got every type you can get, the ones that you can flick a switch and it changes a flavour to add. You can mix two flavours together for $10 each. Here, $55 if you can get those type. I doubt it. So the perfect wave's going on. They've made it harder to get the illegal tobacco. So the people that are now hooked on tobacco and vapes are having to pay a lot more, and they can just shut that whole industry down as well. Will that cause mass consternation? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Just imagine if you're in America in 2 years' time when things are really going bad and they switch off OxyContin and antidepressants at the same time and make it hard to get something that, say, you've got children that have got issues, so they were vaccinated, for instance, and they're relying on some kind of thing for their heart. A mother or father will do anything to get that child's Ventolin or what's the worst one? Diabetes. It's everywhere. Caused by electrical, I'm telling you now, dirty electricity. Look into that. It was hardly a problem until home electricity came out in 1890, that era. We had natural electric lights. All of a sudden, diabetes came out of it's everywhere. Is that there? Yes, there is. Look it up. Dirty electricity. Greg Carlwood interviewed the guy. That's the only interview I've heard of him. But his book, Dirty Electricity, is out there. Have a read of that. Makes a lot of sense. Anyway, say you've got a child who needs, and a parent will do anything to get that, to make that child live. Yes, to live. Anything. And if they know that a neighbour next door's hoarding food and has a lot of medicine, they're going to come and try and get that off them. I'll tell you right now. And they will step over and do anything they can. So that is probably how they're going to take out the people of America in the regional areas that have all armed to the teeth in the future. I don't want to alarm anyone, but have you ever heard that when it all goes down by that Canadian guy, Stefan Verstappen. Now, I've listened to all his stuff, and you could call him a panic merchant and everything, but let's just say, you're not going to feel good after listening to it, but you should be prepared for this type of thing to happen when it all goes down by Stefan Verstappen. And I would doubt it's on YouTube anymore, but it may well be because it's ultimate. And if you want to start stressing, have a listen to that one. If you haven't got some kind of Christian strength and faith, you would be just all over the place after listening to that. And it's all possible, and it's basically what I just told you about. You know, all of a sudden this disappears off the shelves and that disappears, and all of a sudden the work disappears, so someone has to go into town to work. And it's all negative. But he is a prepper, you call him. He's a survivalist. He was not well the last time I heard from him. He was on Facebook. But Stefan Verstappen, did Ab interview him? Not sure. I think he did. I think he might have. He's in Montreal, I think. And he does these survival tours. He's a martial artist. But as usual, all the guys like, you know, my generation up, we're all getting really old now, even though I'm in fairly good condition, I would say. But that generation that were used to not having smartphones and internet and being slaves to the system are slowly dying. And I keep saying, I was talking about this, this is a different show. Phil Campbell, lead guitarist for Motorhead, who passed away at 4 or 5 days ago. And then the sound guy, Ian, their roadie, their sound mixer that toured with them for 40 years, even around the time I was first seen them in the early 80s, he died 2 days ago. So basically all of that lineup of Motorhead is gone. Mickey D, the drummer, I don't consider him part of Motorhead. To me, he's not the guys I remember. Phil Clark, that's it. That's the only drummer I want to talk about. Filthy Phil Clark, my favourite character, who drugged himself to death into his probably early 60s. The only one left is my other favourite, Brian Robertson, the Scotsman from Thin Lizzy. completely mad Scotsman. He's still alive. So this thing about the Scottish gene is fucking amazing. And I have to say that I've got it. There's something about the Scots. There's just fucking survivalists. And I know guys that are in the pub every day of the week in their 70s and labouring still on building sites. One particular guy. And his face is etched with character. And he's such a great guy. But there's something about the Scottish strength and genetics. I don't know what it is. There's something more special about the Scottish. Yes, there are. Yes, there are. Is. I'll tell you a story, actually, about Scottish genetics. Not really tall, just kind of solid, nuggety types, you know, I was on a building site. It was a building site. It was a huge, big shopping. When they first started building these giant shopping centres, there was one called Miranda Fair out at Miranda in the winner is Sydney. The megaplexes, they were a giant shopping centre with cinemas. And like, you know that they're everywhere now. And they came and they destroyed all the small area, little businesses around them. Independent cinemas, blah, 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 all went. Thanks to these giant things. And I got a call up to go and we had to work. They wanted 10 guys to load in all the seats, the metal folding seats to the cinemas, to we had to march them from where the truck was all down a road into the thing, upstairs and then along into the cinemas. There was no machine or robot that could do it. It had to be done by manual labour. And because this is the good thing about doing labouring, and I consider it as an exercise. I'm getting paid to keep fit. And that whole mindset allows me, plus I always used to have an AM radio in my ear. This is pre-internet, and I had a Walkman, but it probably wasn't. But I'll be listening to radio when it was good. It's not anymore. It's fucking terrible. But I was probably feeding my head with information and getting fit, doing 8 hours of literally mind-numbing, boring, monotonous, robotic work. But the next day, there was 10 of us. The next day, only 2 of us were back again, and they had to find another 8 guys because it was me and another guy who was he was another Kiwi. We have got the best work ethics ever. And he was a Scottish Kiwi. He's from the South Island. Like, you know, my relations are as well, from the North Island. But we, the only 2 that came back, because we could just do it. We could just work carrying heavy loads up and down, monotonous work, and then come back the next day. But all the Italians, the other various people, particularly the Australians, let's just forget about them, the third or fourth generation Australians, one of the laziest races on the planet, I will tell you that right now. Oh, yes, they are. The Kiwis has come over and destroyed and took over their building industry because we work harder. Yes, we do. Yeah, there's the odd one that's good, but anything to get out of work. It's just the part of the culture over here. That it will change, though, that the Indians were going to replace all those people. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. I'm just going to mute and I'll be back. Thank you. And he's back. Didn't even notice. I didn't even do anything, actually. I just had to check my notes. But, yeah, so anyway, this is the other thing that I'm noticing. Realist report here. Realologist, what's really going on? Real, real, real. Everywhere you listen on the radio, there's a constant – there's at least 10 different companies doing this. Reverse mortgages, mortgage, which is death gauge. Mort to die, gauge to measure it. Reverse mortgage. There's weapon in that name. That means you can take money out of your property. So this is how they're going to take the properties off people. And this is what I've heard is what Klaus Schwab, the very noble economic form, be told. That one. I can nearly do his voice. Nearly, nearly. Where is he these days? He used to always be around. So basically, the people that have got, say you've got a house in Sydney, the average house is $2 to $3 million. They're just going to give you as much money of that value, but you're going to have to hand that the ownership over to some big entity in the future when this shit goes down. That's going starting to go down right now, and it has to, because they've got, they did not make up the 2030 agenda, or you know, whatever number it is, but say we call it 2030, and use all that stationery and bullshit and meetings, global meetings, all these globes for nothing. They are not mucking around, as I said last night or the episode before. Saturday nights, be told, they are not fucking around this time. This is, they're coming after stuff. So every time I switch on the radio, it's reverse mortgage. You know, the people,
I didn't have any money, but I've all of a sudden I've got lots of money. I've just bought a new car and I'm going overseas.
they've got real people doing their story. And, yeah, they've been given a large sum of money. They've just said, well, we'll give you some money. Your house is worth $2 million. We'll give you $500,000 right now, cash. But in the fine print, you're going to find that these old people are going to get more and more money. There's going to be conditions, and conditions are going to go up, just like a Black Mirror. That one about the conditions, you know, when the woman gets put onto a smart brain, whatever. These people's properties are—they won't get. There'll be hidden fees and everything that'll take most of that property off that old granny. And what a lot of these people are doing is gambling with that money. Yes, they are. That's, these clubs around me are full of old people that are feeding these machines, these computer poker machines, like you would not believe. Look, tap 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 tap. $5 a press. Where are they getting the money from? It's not from their pensions, I'll tell you right now. So reverse mortgage is going on everywhere, and they're getting more and more of them. So I can see that's a thing. So I just thought I'd mention that. Notice that. If you look around and look at, have a listen to the adverts you're getting on the radio and what the big billboards are saying. And they're encouraging, if you've got property that's worth more than what you owe on it, you can just start taking that money out.
Mm.
And that's how they'll do it. That's one of the techniques. That is one of the techniques. You know, so like, what other notes have I got here? Could I talk about that? Well, I will keep mentioning this too. And I've mentioned it many, many times, but I won't stop. AI, that they keep mentioning all the time on the news. AI. Everything's AI and it's destroying everyone's lives and people are getting that off. It just by coincidence is also, if you look at the numerics of it, one, A, and I, nine. That's 19. So is this just another code of why they keep bringing up this magic number that they keep, which is Metonic cycle of the moon as well. But it is also, if you look up Strong's Concordance, the biblical concordance book, that in Hebrew 19 means slaughter. The slaughter. There's only one meaning to that word. Is this the AI that all the time they're mentioning AI? They're actually just coding, saying this is the time we're going in. It's slaughter. I'm gonna kind of say yes. And hedge my bets here. It's too coincidental. You're listening to Be Told.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
What a voice that woman has. Be Told 57. Yeah. On the 18th of March, the Ides of March 2026. Yeah, I'm going to have to say it's too coincidental that they keep the word AI is constantly in your face, and it also means slaughter is when you transform it by Kabbalah or, you know, just basic numerics into the word number 19. Mm-mm-mm. Also notice 19 was everywhere. Like, there were so many songs that had 19 in it.
for no reason.
I wasn't, you know, not, I was only 19. That was one. There's an Australian obscure one, but yeah, there was that nine, the electronic one that was fantastic. Phil Lynott did an awesome 19. Great song. Can we play that? Hmm. We'll see. We'll see. And we are talking about 19 and slaughter. Look it up. 19, Strong's Concordance in Hebrew. 19, the symbol is of slaughter, the slaughter. So is this, are they telling those that are out there that know these things, this is the time of a big cull? And that guy that I told you I listened to on, what's his name, Germ Warfare, he said he didn't want to be an alarmist, but he said if something happens on the 28th or the 1st of March, it's on this year and it's going to get worse by October. And I'm telling you right now, I'm already seeing and sensing really bad stuff. Good to hear that. I got to see Not Shocked listens to the show. And a number of others, and a number of others. Not just my lizards. Not just my lizards and my cat. And who else? Spider occasionally. So it's fantastic. Real people listening to the Be Told show. Probably one of the greatest shows ever as far as I'm concerned. It's certainly the one I enjoy doing the most. Rick and Rollo, though, and the Bongversations, they're good as well. Might be doing a Bongversations on Sunday, the latest one, 55 or 56 or whatever it is. 56 it probably will be. So I'm now caught up. I don't want to wander to do. I need to catch up. But you will not be – I'm going to do my own – if I go on Fakeologist, it'll be just me, and if I find someone else, it'll be randomly. It'll be earlier or later. I might do in a morning one with Ab in the future. We can do a rheologist versus Fakeologist report. That could be a thing. That could be a thing of the future. It certainly will be. I'm not going to be tagged on to that fucking dummy that's going on that's no such thing as weather manipulation. Or there's more than one of them over there. Mm-mm-mm. I don't want my voice attached to that imbecile. Be told. And what will not be happening. Will not be happening. What else? I'll just check my notes. That's a big thing to say, though, that what I just talked about. And I was talking about last week about security, some of my experiences doing working with, you know, the real pros of security. And I got to work with one of the most famous ones out there, Adrian Gardy. I thought, you know, his name, he's a security guard, you know, he's a bodyguard, and his name's Gardy. I thought that, but that is his surname. So he was deemed to become a bodyguard for that name. I worked with him on the streets when we're doing on the Matrix, when, you know, all the particularly the scene where you saw that girl in the red dress that day. It was a Saturday and literally in the middle of, there was like skinny barricades separating the public and the actual extras that were everywhere. And Gardy was, actually working for, he was Keanu Reeves' private personal bodyguard. Now, you'd never kind of notice him in a crowd, but that's probably why they're good. But he got removed. Now, this is the thing I was talking about. When real high profile famous people need protection, they do not get any dummy to do it. They for the insurance companies, that these people are insured for millions of dollars. So they have to have someone with some kind of qualification. Now, that's what I was getting at last week. As far as I'm concerned, the qualifications, the military ones, are not the ones that I want. I'd rather have a real, again, what I said, an ex-armed robber guy that's hung out with crooks. He survived jail for 10 years minimum or whatever. This guy is going to be sharp and can smell trouble, and you cannot be trained with the stuff. You either got it or you haven't. But ex-cons are usually really good at it. And so they sacked Gardy, who did work for the Rolling Stones. So you can see his name. You look him up. He was the bodyguard for the Rolling Stones, Ron Wood and a few others back in the day. Not really nice guy. Again, you'd never know what he was, but he was somehow he became a very high-profile bodyguard. And they sacked him because they said that the insurers of the film, The Matrix, said he's not, you know, he wasn't in the military. He's got not a policeman. He's probably not allowed to have a gun, possibly. I'm not sure. He probably had one, or I'm not sure. But did he need one? I'm not sure. But he just seemed to know his stuff. And you have eye contact with these guys. And I was there. We had stalkers, and there were some fucking weird guys, one particular one, on that day. And I was contacting him, just going, you know, I just could say, number one, there was a number one stalker. And I'd say, number one, behind you, because I could spot him just standing there staring at Keanu Reeves. And we didn't have we just had eye contact and nods, you know, that's all you need, you know, got you, boom, yep, see him. Anyway, he got sacked, and they replaced him with a guy from Special Branch, which was an Australian police division that did high-profile bodyguard work for prime ministers and very famous people. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this guy was a fucking useless, lazy Australian guy who just sat there getting paid a large sum of money and kind of grinning away with a kind of ego. This guy would have, if anything had gone down, would have been the last guy you wanted protecting you. But insurance companies had to go with him. He might have done some training in the police, yeah, obviously. But I watched him and the way where he was looking. It wasn't where he should have been looking. He should have been looking at the guy he was looking after. He was just sitting there drinking cups of tea and coffee and getting paid. He's an ex-Australian New South Wales cop. Fucking useless. Majority of them. Absolute. They're all fucking time-wasting, useless parasites as far as, you know, back in the, yeah, there was a few divisions that were good, but majority of them were just lazy, like the building workers. Absolutely hopeless. What you want is a guy that has lived on the streets, can spot stuff, and he's there getting paid well, so he wants to look after his client. And that Guardy was the guy that they said, Rolling Stones, lots of famous people have used him, but it got sacked due to the fact he wasn't from a military or police background. And I'm telling you now, these are not the people you want protecting you in public. You want, there's a complete different person to be told. You know, that was really interesting, I thought. I was thinking about that the other day, how they got rid of a guy who some of the most famous people in the world would use and brought in an ex-Australian cop that just sat there and drank cups of tea and had that ego about him. You can just tell he thought he was special because he probably had a gun in his pocket. But you can't use them if, you know, some weird stalker comes roaming out there. You need to be able to negotiate and remove with extreme prejudice physically without guns. That's the way it was. And that's why my boss and the guy I work with a lot on big stuff, he was fantastic. He was ex-military, but he was New Zealand ex-military. SAS, their SAS, way better than the Australians. Sorry, but that's true. Guaranteed, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Anyway, another interesting show on Be Told, episode 57. I'll probably wind it up now and be back on Saturday night on the Rick and Rollo show, Sunday possibly Bongversation. Should be, I would say definitely. And then probably a Be Told afterwards. Thank you very much. And we're going to go out with, I think we'll go out with Victim of Illusion by the Michael Schenker Group, which is true. We are now victims of the illusion. Now, whether there's a war going on or not, the real things are happening, just like after 9/11, whether that was a film that you watched that was just all highly prepared, the things that happened after that changed your life permanently. And we're going through another one right now. Whether Iran and Israel and the rest of the world is doing anything. And I'd say something's definitely going on, but is it what it is? Is there anyone there to witness this? That's what I want. I want witnesses. I don't want net researchers. I want people that are there. So on that note, Michael Schenker, Victim of Illusion from 1982, and a song that it's quite true, Victim of Illusion. We were all victims of illusion in a lot of ways. Thank you very much, and I'll be back, be it told. Bye-bye, everybody. A one, a two, a three. Bye.